Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 45. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast number 45. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at www.eslpod.com for more information about this podcast. Today's topic is going to the doctor, something we all have to do eventually. Let's get started. Going to the doctor is never particularly pleasant for me, but I couldn't put it off any longer. It was time for my annual physical, and there was no getting around it. So I picked up the phone and called for an appointment. "I'd like to see Dr. Shimoya next week, please, if that's possible," I said. Of course, it wasn't possible. The doctor was booked until next month, the receptionist told me. "Okay," I said, "let's schedule it for next month." When the day arrives, I drive over to the doctor and check in at the receptionist desk. I have to present my HMO card and pay the copay of $15. The receptionist instructs me to go to waiting room B, down the hall, first door on the right. So I go there and take a seat to wait, and wait, and wait. Finally, my name is called, and I go in to see the doctor. The nurse weighs me, takes my temperature and blood pressure, and asks me why I'm there. I tell her it's time for my yearly checkup. She tells me to follow her to the examination room and then to strip down to my underwear. Now I'm sitting on the exam table, half freezing, waiting for the doctor to show up. Finally, he walks in, looks at my chart, and begins his examination. "Breathe," he says, as he places the stethoscope on my chest. "Breathe in and out slowly," he says. I do so. Then he checks my throat and has me lay down to check my abdomen. Finally, he orders a blood test and says, "Well, you're good for another year, Mr. McQuillan." Thank goodness, I think to myself, and get dressed to leave. Today we are talking about going to the doctor, and I began by saying that going to the doctor is never particularly pleasant for me. When we say something is particularly pleasant or particularly plus some adjective, we mean it's especially or not especially. This cookie is not particularly good means it isn't very good or it isn't especially good. I said that I couldn't put it off any longer, that is, going to the doctor. To put something off means to delay it, to wait a longer time before you do it. For example, I put off my homework, or I'm going to put off talking to my brother, means I'm going to wait. I'm not going to do it right away. I'm going to delay. I was trying to put off going to the doctor, but instead, I knew it was time for my annual physical. A physical is when you go to the doctor not because you are sick, but because you want him or her to check your health, to make sure that you are healthy. In American schools, children are often required to have a physical every year by their schools. And many adults go to the doctor once a year, and once a year means annual, so they have their annual physical where they go and get checked by the doctor. We often also call this a checkup. I'm going to the doctor for a checkup. Similarly, when you go to a dentist to check your teeth every 6 months or every year, you can say, I'm going in for a checkup. Means there's nothing necessarily or particularly wrong with you, but you want to get tested just the same. I said that there was no getting around it, meaning there was no getting around going to the doctor. The expression to get around something means, again, to avoid it, to find a way so that you don't have to do it. I can't get around talking to my neighbor. That is how we would use that expression. When I called for the appointment, I said to the receptionist or the person who answers the phone for a doctor, I said, I'd like to see Dr. Shimoya. I'd like to see means I'd like to make an appointment to see. I would like to schedule an appointment to see. The doctor, unfortunately, was booked until next month. When we say that you are booked for a given day or a time, that means you have something already scheduled. Someone might ask you, can you go to dinner with me tonight? And you have another appointment or another dinner, perhaps, with someone else. You can say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm booked tonight. We normally use this for doctors, dentists, anyone you make an appointment with, professors, and so forth. I said that I went to the doctor the day that my appointment was, and I checked in at the receptionist desk. To check in means to go to the desk, tell them who you are, and so they can get you in to see the doctor. Checking in is something you also do at the airport, where you check in, you give the person your ticket, and they give you a boarding pass, a piece of paper usually that you give in order to get on the plane. Well, we also use this expression, check in, for doctors and dentists when we go to their office. I said that I had to present my HMO card. To present here means to give. HMO stands for Health Maintenance Organization, and basically this is a private company, usually, that offers medical insurance to people, and we call these, are commonly called HMOs. If you have insurance with a company, you can go and see one of their doctors. A copay is when you have health insurance in the United States, you often still have to pay something every time you go to the doctor or every time you get some medicine from the doctor. You don't have to pay the complete price, the full price. The insurance pays for most of it, but you often, usually, have to pay a small amount, $15, $20, maybe $25, depending on your insurance. After paying my copay, the receptionist told me, or instructed me, to go to waiting room B. A waiting room in a doctor's office or a hospital or any sort of dentist office is a place where you sit down and wait until they call your name or they say your name, and then it is time for your appointment. So I went to waiting room, letter B. That just is a common way of naming waiting rooms. The waiting room was located down the hall. To say something is down the hall means, well, first of all, a hall is short for a hallway. It's a space between rooms where you walk in a building. Down the hall means very, very close by in the hallway, just a little distance, a short distance. It's similar to the expression down the street, means very nearby on the street. To say the first door on the right is a common way of giving directions to people. The first door, meaning the first door that you walk by, the second door on the left, the second door on the left-hand side, and so forth. After I waited a long time, my name was called, or they said my name, and I stood up and I walked into the office. When I got into the doctor's office, the nurse weighed me. To weigh someone means to find out how heavy they are. In my case, how fat I am. And the nurse weighed me and she took my temperature. To take your temperature means to measure your temperature, to find out what your temperature is by putting a small little stick in your mouth, which we call a thermometer. The nurse also checks your blood pressure, and your blood pressure is checked by a machine, usually, and they wrap or they put something around your arm, your upper arm, and they pump air, they put air into it, and then they measure your blood pressure. Don't ask me what blood pressure is. I'm not a a medical doctor, but basically it has to do with how the blood is moving through your body. You want to have low blood pressure, not high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, you could have problems with your heart or other things. So see your doctor. I told the nurse that I was there for my yearly checkup. Yearly is the same as annually, once a year. You can also say monthly, or weekly means every week. Daily, of course, means every day. I went into the examination room. The examination room is in a hospital or in a doctor's office where the doctor sees you. The nurse told me to strip down to my underwear. To strip down means to take off your clothing, your shirt, your pants, your socks. Your underwear, of course, is what you wear underneath your pants. And for a woman, usually a bra, woman wears on her chest, that's your underwear. To strip down means to take off your clothing. The exam table where I was sitting, very cold. The exam table is short for examination table, and it, of course, is like a little bed that you lay on or sit on while the doctor is examining you or looking at you. Finally, the doctor showed up. To show up means to arrive, usually to arrive to an appointment. And he looked at the doctor, looked at my chart. Your chart in a hospital or in a doctor's office is the same as your file with your records, your medical records. They keep them in a file. And this file is called a chart. And the doctor writes in your chart means he puts a piece of paper in your file describing whatever it is that you are there for. The doctor put a stethoscope on my chest. A stethoscope, you all know what a doctor has around, puts in their ears. And it has a little round disc that he puts against your chest to listen to your breathing. That's called a stethoscope in English. The doctor also checked my abdomen. My abdomen is the technical term or medical term for the area above your waist and below your chest. So that area where your stomach is part of your abdomen. The doctor ordered a blood test. A blood test, as you probably know, is something where you go to a laboratory and they stick or put a needle, a sharp instrument, into your arm and they draw out or simply draw blood, mean they take blood out of your body. And then they analyze or test the blood. The expression for a blood test is to order a blood test. Well, there are no tests here on ESL Podcast, but we are finished for today. I want to thank you for listening. Email us and tell us who you are and where you are listening from. We love to get your email. Our email address is ESL.pod@ESLPOD.com. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.